Welcome to Little Dance Podcast. I really hope you do miss that beginning. Well, today we're going to do Tech Talk for April 5th, 2007. GPS services eclipsed by the sun. Softwares have been known to muck with some of our networks, namely satellites. But even power grids and communication systems. But now we could add a new vulnerability to that list, navigation systems. Scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say they observed two powerful solar flares in December of last year. Those were followed by a huge radio burst that knocked out GPS receivers on the sunlit side of the planet, which produced 20,000 more times radio emission, 20,000 times more radio emission than the entire rest of the sun, according to the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Wow. Blast your tunes on the barbecue. If you can't afford a Manti Ramirez grill, or even his neighbors, fear not. Stainless steel and BTU levels aren't everything. For one thing, we're willing to bet it doesn't play music. This is the first MP3 blasting barbecue. BBQ's Memphis Barbecue hides a speaker in a retro-designed front panel on a chrome emblem worthy of the grill on a 50s hot rod. A grilly grill. Okay. In the back, an adapter connects to the music player of your choice. It may not be the ultimate outdoor theater, but it sure beats balcony barbecue. Things they come up with. A new meaning to drum rolls. Who knew that you could roll up musical instruments would be so popular? Even more surprising that the virtual percussion seems particularly hot area. Just a few days after we ran into the item at Portable Electric Drum Set, every USB has found another rollaway set. The USB drum set has fewer pads, but they're positioned closely to resemble a real-life setup. No matter what, either version is better than the mouse pad drums. Star Navigator tells you where to gaze. For some years now, we've had a digital microscope gathering dust in the closet somewhere. We're not even sure which one anymore. The reason? We still don't know how to work it. The talking star and constellation navigator is more our speed. Not only does it have a tracking system to find the best viewing angles, but it actually tells you what to do next to find the identify 56 constellations, 66 stars, or 33 deep sky objects. I have no idea what the heck a deep sky object is. Sadly, it doesn't have freaking laser beams, but it's $70, it's a lot less than most home planetariums. It'd be nice if it had a laser or something. Come on! Solar air conditioner maker finds buyer. GPM, manufacturer Solcool, intends to release an upgrade of its air conditioner later this year, which could run at as little as 300 watts of direct current, the equivalent of two solar panels. The conditioner also has batteries in the case of power outages. And that's not bad. I never even heard of that before. Okay, would you like a beta of the week before this Friday? No, let me put it this way. Would you like to know what the beta of the week is right now? I'll tell ya. Who is Sick Beta? This can be found at whoissick.org. This comes really in handy when you don't want to go to work. And you can just say, oh yeah, it's going around, and you know, etc., etc. That's all I have today. Oh, and before I forget, a new train in France beats the speed record. Sorry to tell you about this 2 days ago, but it actually happened. But I was actually looking for a video I could download of it, so I could share with you guys. I couldn't find anything. So I'll just tell you about it now. It beats a new record by going 572 kilometers an hour, or 352 miles an hour. This beat the previous record by the bullet train in 1990. Thanks for listening and have a great day.